the rest of the story. Fred's parents should never have done it, but they worked 6 days a week. They had only Sundays to themselves and only Sunday evenings after little Fred had gone to bed, absolutely to themselves. So this one Sunday evening in particular, Fred was barely six at the time. Mother and Dad listened to his prayers, then dutifully tucked him in, but then they left the house. Now, Fred did not know this, but the outing that his parents had planned was an hour and a half out and an hour and a half back. In other words, they would be at least three, more likely 4 or 5 hours gone. But Fred was not told they were leaving. He did not hear the door close when they left, and he went to sleep. It was still light outside. When he awakened with a start, it was pitch dark. He called out in the blackness, and nobody answered. Only terrible stillness. And at once Fred realized that he was home alone. Instantly, Fred began trembling. Quietly, he slipped out of bed, and he groped his way through the gloom past furniture so friendly by day, but now menacing. Even startling obstacles. The little boy's hand reached outward ahead of him like a tugboat escorting a great vessel through an impenetrable fog, and then suddenly his hand amazed itself to discover the cold doorknob resting in its palm. Fred twisted the knob slowly, silently, so as not to arouse the horrible creature who might be slumbering in the night. The door opened. To the child's dread, the hallway was as dark and ominously void as was his own bedroom. Fred began to cry. No, not out loud. The sound itself, he was certain, would frighten him all the more, and still the tears rolled down, scalding his little cheeks as he inched his way forward down the hall, down the stairs, through the awful, undeniable aloneness, until he reached the kitchen. Whether it was a spark of courage or a reflex of spontaneous desperation, he did manage to call out, "Mother! Mother!" he called out. Silence. When Fred's parents returned, they found their little boy wandering the house in a terrified stupor. He could not recall how long he had been awake and alone, but it was long enough to make an impression, moreover to leave a wound that never healed, never ever. From that night on, little Fred was pathologically afraid of the unknown and ultimately thoroughly intolerant of surprises. Even as an adult, do you know that he couldn't bear to prepare food in an oven unless the appliance had a glass door? Otherwise, he thought of what may or may not be happening as the food cooked on the inside. The very thought of it was unbearable. This Christmas season, moviegoers nationwide are delighted in record numbers by a charming, touching, mostly funny film entitled Home Alone. A delightful movie where a youngster is left home alone. But once upon a time, when this century was young, a little boy went through that ordeal for real. A child who would grow up to make motion pictures. Oh, yes, you have seen and admired his movies. But now and henceforth as you watch them, you will remember the first taste of terror of the boy who became the man who hated suspense, but was determined to become its master. Alfred Hitchcock. Now you know the rest of the story.